Hey guys, it's Medina, and so look, we got together on election night, and we thought this is going to be great. We'll do some debates. We'll have some snacks. We'll watch the returns come in, and we'll have a few last laughs at the expense of the 2016 election cycle. And then, you know, after Hillary wins, we'll tuck ourselves in to the great debate's bed, and I'll be in the middle, and Healy and King will be on either side of me, and we'll drift off into sweet dreams of the status quo and wake up the next morning and everything will be fine. And, you know, obviously I don't think I need to tell you much more about what really happened, but suffice it to say that none of us really were up for debating on Tuesday night. You know, I have no expertise as a political pundit, and I'm not going to try to summon any, but I am a debate moderator, and I keep thinking about the third debate and about how smug Hillary was, and I tweeted about this at the time. Like, the thing is, that's where we went wrong, everyone. And I take that back. Everyone didn't go wrong there. It's fine for your average person to have that take on Donald Trump and to be offended and to make him the butt of a joke and to not take him seriously. But out of leadership, I'm looking for something more inspired than that to get us past this guy. Because guess what? No one who is enticed by Donald Trump is in any way convinced to change their vote by smug, entitled eye-rolling. It's just, that should be the most obvious, like, And so, like, that's where we blew it. That's where she blew it. She couldn't get us past that. And I remember there was a debate episode way back there where we were like, this is effective, the whole like calling him Donald and diminishing him. Guess what? No, it wasn't. It was just self-flattery. It was effective in that it made us feel sort of superior. But it didn't win the election. And it didn't convince anybody who was voting for Trump not to vote for him. And so there you go. I think that's where we lost. I'm not going to change my take, though, I think, from back in March. And I was reminded of this by a tweet by listener Alec F. Thank you for that. And what I said back then is 4 years goes by fast. And maybe it will be weird, and maybe it'll be uncomfortable, but it's going to be fine. And yeah, I'm counting on some forces to be galvanized by this, to shepherd us through the next 4 years and protect the progressive agenda. But, you know, I think it'll be fine. I said something else, which is that I think it'll be embarrassing. And I want to address that. That's the part I want to take back. I keep hearing this, like, oh, it's America, it's embarrassing for America on the world stage. You know what? If the Germans or the Italians or the British or the French or the Spanish or the Russians or the Chinese want to cast the first, you know, critical stone here because we elected someone that you know, maybe wasn't the best man for the job. Fuck you, okay? I invite you to cast that stone, and then I invite you to go fuck yourself. And that's all. I mean, that's why I'm not embarrassed. It's not embarrassing. It's the political process, and everyone who voted their conscience can hold their head up high. If you voted for Harambe, then yes, you should be embarrassed. So anyway, it's going to be fine. And I'm going to introduce now a classic episode from the Great Debates Vaults. This was our fourth episode ever, 2 years ago. And the topic maybe seems a little more poignant now. We'll be back next week with a fresh episode. So enjoy this. Many of you probably have never heard this. The topic is the trend of civilization is forever upwards.
Whew. I assume I get to go first.
Sure,
defending
please.
The positive. This is a quote from Franklin Roosevelt.
Right.
I believe it was in his fourth inaugural address. At the time, paralyzed, delivered from the White House balcony. Couldn't even go to Capitol Hill to be inaugurated. And he is trying to inspire the American people in a dark time. 1944, Hitler, still in power in Germany. Stalin, in power in the Soviet Union. The Japanese, attempting to extend their empire across the Pacific.
Mm.
And here Roosevelt says to the American people, the trend of civilization is ever upwards. And indeed, I think we have to say he's been proven right time and time again since then. And the arc of history proves his statement as well. Here we are now, living in an era where Germany is our closest ally, Japan our business partner. Russia, there's some tension there.
What is this? What's
going
on
here? But is Stalin in charge? No.
No, he died.
Civilization has progressed more and more every year. We have our magnificent technology, the broadening of rights for women, homosexuals, minorities continues. A battle, certainly, and yet a battle upwards, an ever-victorious march.
I'm really off-put by the
great
self-aggrandizing tone here. Not self-aggrandizing.
That's part of my tactic.
Really? Okay, here's what I think. Franklin Roosevelt was a fucking PR genius, and at a time when America needed to hear some bullshit, he shoveled it up more than anyone in history had before. He said, yeah, everything's going to be fine. He didn't fucking know. He didn't know what he was talking about. But he knew that it would be better for him just to say that everything's always going to be amazing and everything's going to keep getting better. He was selling soap. Nothing more.
He knew exactly what he was talking about. This man's historical memory, the living memory of people that he knew, extended back to before the Civil War, to the times of slavery. And what had been the progress that he'd observed, both in the United States and worldwide ever since then? It had been the elimination of slavery, the granting of the right to vote to women, the expansion of international trade, the development of magnificent new technologies, the growing fellowship of humankind.
You're talking about maybe in America. People are still slaves all over the world. There are at least 20 million people in the world who are slaves. Women do not have the right to vote everywhere. They are still treated like second-class citizens in literally dozens of countries. In some places, they're not even treated as citizens.
Tell a man 100 years ago, or better yet, 1,000 years ago, some people are still slaves, and women don't have full rights yet.
You know what?
They would be flabbergasted.
You know what, Healy? I can't, because we haven't fucking even invented time travel. That's how shitty our civilization is. A technology that has been promised to us for decades,
if
not centuries.
Who promised you that? We're always talking
pop
about
culture,
we were promised
movies.
This or that. Who promised us anything?
Franklin Delano fucking Roosevelt.
He didn't promise
he
us
told me
cars.
That civilization would always be moving upwards. What do we have instead? Disease, pestilence, overcrowding, overpopulation, children dying in the streets. Wake up, Healy.
You think
open your
more,
goddamn
you
eyes.
You think we have more pestilence and children dying of the
Healy,
streets?
I don't know what pestilence means. I just know that it goes with disease.
Pestilence has been reduced 30% in the last 10 years alone.
Well, what is pestilence?
I don't, it's like people being sick and stuff.
Healy.
Yeah.
War still going on everywhere. People dying of hunger, like in record numbers ever from...
Steven Pinker, the MIT scholar, wrote a book basically 2,000 pages long that's
Oh, and you read every page?
I haven't even opened the book, but it's been summarized to me by my buddy,
uh-huh,
who told me, here's the moral of the book. The world is getting way, way, way less violent. It's just been continuing. That's been the trend of human civilization. Let's say human civilization's gone back, we can start at, say, 10,000 BC. It's gotten better and better and better. It goes like this.
I'm indicating
a steadily rising arrow.
I don't disagree with you. And the main reason that we've become less violent is because we now have the technology to kill tens of thousands or millions of people with the push of a button.
Oh, but you're less likely to get killed now than you were in the Middle Ages.
That may be true, but that doesn't necessarily mean that civilization is continuously and will forever move upwards. We're destroying the planet that we live on.
If we look at the whole data set of human civilization...
Healy, I'm going to end the argument right here. It's this simple. Is the planet Earth going to exist forever? Are humans going to exist forever on planet Earth?
Maybe we'll exist on many of the hundreds of other planets.
Do you think the human race will exist forever?
Hopefully we'll merge with an alien race.
Do you think that we will find a way to live in a solar system other than ours before the sun explodes, which it will? Because if the answer is no, then the human race becomes extinct, and regardless of how it got there, there will be a terminus of civilization.
Perhaps.
Unless you believe that the human race will live in ad infinitum until the end of time and beyond, then you have to agree with me. You have to take my side.
Perhaps
you have to believe
we will exist as a collective consciousness in a computer chip smaller than an atom that is moving into hyperspace.
That sounds beautiful. Do you think that's going to happen before the sun explodes?
Let's find out.
And that's the summation of Healy's argument. Let's find out. I call bullshit. Chances are civilization will end. And even if it doesn't, even if civilization somehow magically goes on till the end of time and beyond, it's going to continue to get worse or not get better, which is the only thing that needs to happen.
The summation of my argument is that through the data set that is all of human civilization, it's continually gotten better, and as far as the eye can see, it's just going to get better and better.
Part of the problem with this argument is that there are substantial dips in time when human civilization does not get better.
Oh, sure, but we're making a trend line. He says the trend.
Well,
it is not every day is better than the last.
Well, I take issue with that, both with him on a micro scale and again on a macro scale. Open your eyes, FDR. We're all going to die someday. And I don't mean
everyone is
going to die. I mean the sun's going to explode. I'm sorry to report. And even if we, a billion years from now, are such a great civilization, we're not going to make it past that point.
200 years ago, the sun was still probably going to explode. In sun time, that's a meaningless difference. And yet, look how much further we are towards the kinds of technology that will allow us to survive the sun explosion.
Right, and
we have satellites orbiting different galaxies. It's in no time will be escape of the death grip of the sun.
So your prediction is that we will escape the death grip of the sun and not only survive, but continue to keep an upward trend.
Yes, I believe that civilization will trend forever upwards.
All right, cast your votes.
GreatDebates69@gmail.com.
That's GreatDebates69@gmail.com. Also a reminder, please submit topics for consideration for future debates. And enjoy. Thanks.